In this bulletin, Victoria records its deadliest day in its current COVID-19 outbreak. Australia moves a step closer to rolling out COVID-19 booster shots. And in sport, Barcelona begins the search for a new manager. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Victoria has recorded 25 more COVID-19 deaths. It's the highest daily death toll in the current outbreak. The state's recorded 1,923 more COVID-19 cases. Around 77% of Victorians aged 16 and over are now fully vaccinated. Ahead of restrictions easing tomorrow night, Premier Daniel Andrews has asked people to maintain COVID-safe practices.
The rules change at 6 and I'd ask people to respect that. People are going to be able to go away and see family for the first time in a long time. People are going to be able to go away and spend up big in regional Victoria. And perhaps there'll be a whole lot of regional Victorians come to Melbourne as well and support small and large businesses here. This is a massive day tomorrow. It's a really significant step. And then we can take an even bigger step in some ways, collapsing all those rules down to just 2, the vaccinated economy and some masks in some settings, once we get to 90%.
New South Wales has recorded 293 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 2 deaths linked to the virus. Some 93.3% of people aged 16 and over in the state have now had one dose of a vaccine, and 86% of people have had 2 doses. Australia's peak vaccine advisory group, ATAGI, has delivered its final report on COVID-19 booster shots to the federal government. A decision on the rollout of 3rd shots is dependent on the advice of the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation. Australian Medical Association President Dr. Omar Khurshid says it's a very welcome development.
And it's particularly good news for those frontline healthcare workers, particularly those in Victoria and New South Wales, who are feeling exposed at the moment, having been vaccinated quite some time ago and potentially facing reducing immunity, but still potentially being exposed to COVID in the workplace.
The world's 3rd largest emitter of greenhouse gases, India, has rejected calls to announce a formal net zero carbon dioxide emissions target. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to attend the upcoming COP26 climate change conference in Glasgow, where he says he'll emphasise that India is on track to achieve targets set at the 2015 Paris conference and that the door is left open to revising them. National Senator Perrin Davey says she's not alarmed.
No, I'm not concerned at all. We know India, as a continuing developing nation, have a long way to go. We want them to reduce their targets, but I understand why they're not yet ready to sign up to a net zero. They are working to reduce their targets, but we also know they are building new coal-fired power plants. They will be buying our coal as part of their emissions reduction strategy, and that's a good thing for Australia.
Voters could be required to show identification to cast their ballot at the next federal election under a new coalition proposal. Legislation based on a recommendation from Parliament's Electoral Matters Committee has been introduced to federal Parliament. Under the changes, people would need to produce ID, such as a driver's licence or Medicare card, in a bid to stamp out multiple voting. Those without ID would be allowed to vote, but have their credentials checked later. To sport, Barcelona are searching for a new manager after sacking Ronald Koeman just hours after their 1-0 defeat at Vallecano left them languishing in 9th spot in La Liga. Barcelona have 15 points from 10 league games and sit 3rd in their Champions League group. It's been announced the Super Netball season will start in March next year instead of May. It's to accommodate the 2022 Commonwealth Games in Birmingham starting in July. Netball Australia boss Kelly Ryan says the league can balance a 60-game season with preparation for the games. And now for today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 19. Adelaide, showers increasing 27. Melbourne, showers or 2, 24. Hobart, showers developing 20. Canberra, partly cloudy 26. Wollongong, mostly sunny 27. Sydney, mostly sunny 29. Newcastle, mostly sunny 31. Brisbane, partly cloudy 31. Cairns, partly cloudy 33. Darwin, partly cloudy 35. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.